Okay, we're back with Heather, and we're going to continue on with this. I want to give you some background on Heather. Heather, you're a Republican, is that correct?
Yeah, I've been my whole life.
And you voted Republican since you were 18?
Yep, on everything. Judges, Senate, local, Republican, everything.
So, to be perfectly clear, you voted for Bush?
Yeah, sure did.
And, both times?
Yep.
Now, tell me something. How do you feel now that, you know, being the Republican and having the whole background as being a Republican with what's going on, how do you feel about the government running the war and everything? What's your personal views on that?
Well, you know, I thought Bush would be a great commander-in-chief. He seemed to have his head straight. He praised God and he followed God's, you know, laws, and I really admired him for that. He stood by his beliefs. He was somebody I was proud to vote for. And I don't know what happened, but something changed. And it's like a completely different person. It's like he's taking orders from the devil himself. I've emailed media in regards to this, both, you know, Democrat and Republican, or conservative and liberal, however you want to say it. No one will touch this story. No one will deal with it. I don't know if it's that people are so blind or they just don't care. It makes me angry because, I voted Republican because they held the same values as me. Or I thought they did. But I'm coming to realize that, you know, Democrats are always angry and they're always bitter and they're always trying to revenge. And then you get conservatives that are just, seem to cower whenever they're confronted with something that just isn't right. And they, they don't seem to want to deal with the real issues. They want to cover them up and, yeah, our soldiers are fighting over in Iraq, but what exactly are they fighting for? I don't know. The whole thing makes me angry. The politicians in this country have their own agenda. I don't think it has anything to do with the American people at all. It seems as far as generals and commanders in the military, I'm noticing just they seem to be setting up our soldiers to fail or to be killed. And to me, that bothers me because it seems like there's a self-destruction somewhere along the line where our government is, being destroyed from the inside out. And that really bothers me because this is not the America I grew up in. And this is not the America I want to stay involved with. It's horrible. And, for people to say that our soldiers are fighting for our rights, these soldiers have no rights. They can't voice their opinions without being threatened. They can't practice their own religion without being harassed. I mean, and we can't walk through an airport without being searched. And we can't have we have no freedoms anymore. This is not a free country.
Now, would you say you almost feel like you've been, a lot of people say they feel like they've been betrayed and just absolutely left behind by their own party. How do you feel that way almost?
Oh, yeah. I feel that way about anybody in Congress or the House of Representatives or whoever is supposed to be looking out for the American people.
True, and it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing right now, and there are Democrats on one side and Republicans. They're both standing up. There's a lot of them now involved with saying a lot of things are wrong, and it almost seems like when a Republican stands up, they immediately start to discredit someone in their own party. It's like
that's right.
They're attacking with the same slurs they've used other Democrats of coward and. You want us to fail in Iraq, but, even the soldiers are starting to say, there's nothing to win now, it's done.
Well, they the soldiers did what they had to do when they got rid of Saddam Hussein. They should have been out of there right after that. And what bothers me is I can't help but think what the U.S. have gone in to Iraq. If, let's say, some brave Iraqi soldier took out Saddam Hussein and his son, would all this stuff be going on right now? I mean, would the U.S. have stepped in and done all this crap? I mean,
it's confusing, but it looks like no matter what would have happened, the war was inevitable, and the thing was, you know, most of the soldiers were told this, we were told this as an American public, that this would be a quick war and it would be over with, and then Bush now says, you know, I put this in a lot of articles, we must stay the course in Iraq no matter what the price and lives to make all the lives that have gone before them mean something, and, you know, the soldiers keep saying that. How can dying make somebody else mean anything? You know, it's like sacrificing the sacrifice.
Well, that and what's funny is, you know, recently they had a story on an Afghan man who was sentenced to death because he converted to Christianity. And this was supposed to be in a place that our soldiers freed.
Mm-hmm.
Then why was this man being persecuted? Thank God they let him go and he is safe. I mean, thank God for that. But then there's still ongoing issues in Iraq. There's women in jail there. And there was a report done here by one of the local reporters who's in Iraq right now. And we're supposed to be free in Iraq, but yet there are children in prison with their mothers for the crimes their mothers committed. I'm wondering why that is. Why are there children in prison? Because their mothers screwed up? Okay, yeah, I guess Iraq has their own little, you know, ways of doing things. But if we're making so much progress, why isn't it showing like that? Why aren't those children with family? Why are they still in prison with their mothers? I mean, this is ridiculous. And, you know, a lot of the soldiers, from what I am hearing, is that there is nothing for them to do. They're basically, you know, they're babysitting is what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's like in the middle of this whole year so far from the beginning, and actually, you know, from the time 4th Infantry Division got over there and a little bit before that, the attacks have increased. Every week there's more attacks. The casualty rate has gone up 50% or more. There's, you know, there are people out there crying out now. You know, I have talked to people that are running the websites for the Hometown Heroes that are posting on death, and it's just taking a toll. You know, I mean, this is an ongoing war now, according to Bush. We're not pulling out, so.
My concern is this. I kind of understand why we attacked Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda was there. That's who our main target was, okay? So why are there only, like, 16,000 troops there and 165,000 troops in Iraq? That makes no sense to me. We still don't have Osama bin Laden. We still don't have any of those people that Bush said we were going to get, and that's who we were after.
Right.
Why the shift? What happened? Why is the concentration still in Afghanistan? I don't get it.
Nobody seems to understand that. It's like a lot of soldiers ask that, you know, and they signed up, a lot of them, after 9/11, and it's all of a sudden, hey, we're fighting in Iraq. This isn't the war we thought we'd be involved with. We didn't want to be here this long, and it's like, I see that, you know, with people like you, with Chris, you know, for a long time this was just isolated incidences, and now it's just coming out where, you know, the soldiers are, I've had enough. And the minute they say something, they get harassed. They write a letter home, they put something up on a website, they do their blogging, and all of a sudden the family gets a phone call, the soldier's told, hey, you know, you can't do this, and all of a sudden they're getting extra duty,
yep,
being sent to a different company, being sent on more combat patrols, and, you know, I see a critical mass coming inside the military. You know, you said it at one point, you almost think they're deliberately destroying the structure from the inside. Can you go into that a little bit?
Well, I mean, just from what I'm hearing, and even before Chris deployed, I mean, just some of the things that were ongoing. I mean, Captain Cook is out of West Point, and they put him in a commanding position. He was never there the first time Force ID went. He has Iraq, and yet he's put in control of all these soldiers. And when my husband and one other soldier who had been to fire at MTC was saying, this is not how it's going to be, and they wouldn't listen to him. They would not give my husband and this other soldier the time of day. None of them. And none of the chain of command had ever been in war before. Not one. And the other thing was my husband had run into another soldier who was going on leave, and that soldier said, I'm not coming back here. And when my husband asked, well, why? He said, they have us going down the same route every single day at the same time going, I mean, you know, we've been hit by IEDs twice. I mean, why would you send soldiers down the same way every single day? You know they're going to figure out the route you're going. Why not, you know, have people on patrol, make sure no one's setting, I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. It's just ongoing stuff like that.
Hello?
You have these commanders that are sending these guys up, they're sending them out to places, oh, I don't know. It just seems like they're destroying our military. They're taking away God out of everything. And I'll tell you, you know, when you look back in the past, when God was a big part of military life, there was high morale with these soldiers. There was a lot of strength in these soldiers. And what I'm seeing now is if a soldier is wanting to believe in God, he's knocked down. He's not given a chaplain that he can go to. Chaplains aren't allowed to talk about God. If you believe in God or you feel a little differently than the rest of the military, you're weak, you're a coward, they'll harass you, they'll bother you, and it breaks people down. It destroys them. They come, you know, you got commanders who don't care about the military families that are left behind, which is clear. I mean, they don't treat us with respect when the soldiers are here.